Hello, awesome people. Welcome to Embrace the Pivot. I'm Dr. C. Robinson, your host for the show. Join me as we discover what pivoting actually means and how you can embrace your pivot during life's transition. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Yes, I did take a break last week. A lot has been going on this month, especially with a couple of big moves. One of the bigger moves that is happening in a couple of days is I'm heading out to Hawaii for a few months. It's a little bit of business, a little bit of pleasure, and a lot of change of scenery, and I need to get away and clear my mind. So it's everything all tied into one, but I'm really looking forward to this new venture, this new journey that I am on, and being able to just focus solely on who I want to be in life and what I want to produce in life. I was just on a podcast, and the host asked me, is there a difference between evolving and pivoting? I loved that question. I've never been asked that before. I had to take a moment and pause to really think about how I want to structure my answer. There is 100% a difference between evolving and pivoting. Remember, there are many different types of pivoting. One of the types of pivoting is change that is forced upon you. Then there are also pivots where you decide to take the risk and pivot. So pivot, again, sometimes you just have to do it. You're put in that situation. You have no other choice but to pivot. Evolving is a choice. It's awareness that you need to grow, you need to develop. And that is the main difference. Evolving is always going to be a choice. Pivoting may not necessarily be a choice. You can do both at the same time. You can be self-aware and say, I need a change. I don't like the way things are going and I want to do better. And you can evolve into a person that you want to be. You can evolve your company. You can expand your company. That's always a choice. And then you could say, right, in the same time, as you're evolving, you are still pivoting. Because one of the pivots is the mindset pivot. And everyone, every single day, pivots their mindset, pivots a point of view. And that is one, when you're self-aware, and then two, you decide to take that action and change. So you're evolving and pivoting at the same time. But there are times when you are not going to be self-aware. You're not going to want to have to pivot, but you have to pivot anyway. So I want you to be aware of the difference between the two and how I hope the majority of the time, it is both for you, because that's the best situation, is when you just look around going, okay, this is not what I wanted for myself. I can do better. Now let me do better. That's evolving and then taking the action. And the action, the change, is the pivot. I've been self-aware a lot lately. And it's everything that's going on with me personally and everything that is going on with me career-wise. I mentioned on the podcast before how I have pivoted at least 8 or 9 times in my career so far. And since starting Ready to Roar, I have definitely pivoted now, I want to say, at least 12 times. Currently going through a rebranding phase. And it is daunting sometimes. It is stressful sometimes. And I just have to remind myself that it's okay. You take it one step at a time. But I am always one that wants to be better, that wants to improve. I look at myself as competition. And every day, I want to be one step closer to being a better person than I was the day before. And for me, right now, in this moment of my life, with pivoting, I have to go back to those 3 core themes that I found while studying, right? It's always you give the advice that you need to hear yourself, right? I've been living that lately. And the three core themes of pivoting is self-confidence, risk-taking, and networking. And I use that on a daily basis, but when I hit those roadblocks where I feel like just throwing the towel in, I don't know why I'm doing this. Am I nuts? What was I thinking? Is it going to turn out all right? And when I start to go down that rabbit hole, like I call it, I take a step back and I say to myself, okay, you have all the information you need. You know how to successfully pivot. Now let's put that into motion. If you are at that point now, you've come a long way since over a year since the pandemic, and you are really questioning, should I just go and do what I always said I would do, or do I stick it out here at the company, and maybe I don't really like what I'm doing, but at least it's a paycheck, or do I find a different job? Whatever you're going through, just remember that you always have a choice. You always have a choice to pivot your mindset. I know in the beginning of this podcast, I said that sometimes pivoting is a forced change, but remember, there's the mindset pivot, there's the personal pivot, and there's the career pivot. And if you can understand and if you can accept that you have control over pivoting your mindset, things are going to go a lot better. Because at the end of the day, everyone wants control. And when you see people who are angry, who are mad, who are frustrated, it's because they feel that they've lost control over something. And when you lose control over something, that's when the irateness comes in. That's when you want to really hurt somebody. That's when you want to put your fist through the wall because you just don't know how to deal with what's happening. But if you could take a step back, breathe for a moment, and realize you do have control. You have control over your attitude and you have control over the way that you're looking at the situation. Things get better. I don't want to sit here and preach and say I've never felt this way because I feel this way all the time and it's like a roller coaster ride sometimes of emotions during the day. But when I come back to, ooh, I have control over how I am thinking about this, everything around me changes. And then I'm able to say, okay, self-confidence, risk-taking, and networking. How can I utilize the data that I have and apply it now to help me successfully pivot? That's what I want you to take away from this entire podcast, is that even if you are put in a forced change situation, you still have control. And that's what makes a pivot a successful experience or a negative experience. And I am currently going through a personal pivot and a career pivot all at the same time. And I just remind myself it's going to be okay. And as I always say to my fiance, it's going to be fine. F-I-N-E, fine, fine, fine. And that's what we've been using lately when we start to feel a little bit overwhelmed or stressed out over the situations that we're dealing with. So for you, if you're going through a forced change, just remember you have control over your mindset, you have control over your actions, and you have control over how you're going to handle the situation. Take it one day at a time. And remember, it's going to be fine. F-I-N-E-E-E-E, fine, fine, fine. Everyone, I hope you have a great week. I will be coming to you from Hawaii next week. I'm so excited. Till then, you can send me an email at robinson@embracethepivot.org or follow me on Instagram at @embracethepivot. I hope you have a wonderful week and I'll talk to you soon. You can follow me, Dr. C, on Instagram at @embracethepivot. I hope all of you embrace your pivot.